Hi, my name's Kane Ramsay, and thank you for choosing to join us on what I know you're going to find to be a thought-provoking and eye-opening, and also an interesting journey of self-discovery and growth, as I share with you everything that you need to know to become a life coach. Now, this course is certified by Acology, which is the Academy of Modern Applied Psychology. And just to give you a little bit of background on me, so you know who's going to be guiding you on this journey, I've been practicing coaching and counselling for around about a decade now. I've worked with probably close to 1,000 clients over the years, and I've also founded a social enterprise, Solid Grounds, which was a coaching stroke mentoring initiative that works with ex-forces personnel that guides them through the transition from military to civilian life. So what I'm saying here is I've got a little bit of experience under my belt, and it's this experience that I really want to share with you throughout this course. So what I figured we would do in this video is just take a look at how I've structured the course so this can really help you to manage your expectations well. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard the saying that in life, it's not what we find that disappoints us the most. It's just when our expectations aren't met. So what I'm going to urge you to do right now, just in case you have any expectations of what this course is or isn't going to be, will you please kindly put them down? All right? So that you're not disappointed and so that you can actually enjoy the journey. What I'm going to do first and foremost is just apologise for my imperfect communication style. Yes, I am Scottish, so I've got a Scottish accent, and I'm going to do my best to slow down as much as possible. But just so you're aware, my natural default mode when teaching and speaking is a million miles an hour. That's right, very, very fast. So I'm going to do my best to communicate as clearly and as accurately with you so that you can gain all of the insights that I really want you to gain by the time you complete this training. So this is how we've structured the course, and this is how I've laid it out. This section of the course is just going to be introductions, a little bit navigation. I'm going to show you the process for, you know, asking questions. We've set up a fantastic support group called Practice Makes Permanent. Now, this is a Facebook group that currently has around about 25,000 members of people who are in the same position as you, currently learning and studying the coaching and the helping modalities. So if you do have any questions throughout this course, I'm going to encourage you to go across to the Facebook group and ask them, because we've got around about, I think, 75,000 people taking this course, which, as you can possibly imagine, makes it a little bit difficult to keep up with all the questions that come my way. In fact, it makes it completely impossible. But inside of the community, what we have is we've got tens of thousands of people who've already been through the process, many of whom have been life coaching for longer than what I have been. So what I'm saying is a massive wealth of experience in there. I'm going to strongly encourage you to plug in and get involved so that you can benefit also. Or it might be the fact that you are already a member of Acology, which is the Academy of Modern Applied Psychology, in which case you're going to have a full support community at your very fingertips. So the main first section of the course is going to be self-awareness and awareness of others. Now, there's a couple of ideas that I want to share with you. One of them being that as life coaches, our first priority must be to grow an awareness of ourselves. If we are not fully aware of ourselves and what we believe, what our values and what our priorities are, we're never going to fully understand why we say and do the things that we say and do sometimes, or why our lives have a tendency of unfolding the way that they do. So what I'm going to suggest is that our number one priority as life coaches is to get our house in order, all right? So the first couple of sections are very much going to be tailored towards you, your own personal growth experience. Because guess what? As you grow, you're then going to become qualified and competent in your ability to guide other people through the same personal growth process. As life coaches, it's imperative that we go there first, because we cannot authentically guide or coach other people in life through stages of life that we ourselves have not already moved beyond, if that makes sense. So self-awareness, what I'm going to suggest is the more that more aware we become of ourselves, the more aware we naturally become of other people in terms of what their values and priorities are. It helps us to gain much deeper insights into other people's actions and behaviours, which is something that we need as life coaches. So section three is all about our core beliefs and worldviews. Now, I appreciate that many coaching programmes out there will focus very much on goal setting, action setting, making progress, accomplishment, achievement, and all these things are absolutely fantastic. But what I'm going to say, especially at this stage of the course, is that we could work with clients or other people to put in place the most grandiose set of goals and visions and dreams and aspirations. But if a person has a set of core limiting beliefs about themselves, about their ability to perform and get things done, or about their ability to learn and solve problems, or even in who they are as a person, then regardless of how many goals they have in place, some people might find it difficult even just to take that first step. So I'd like to propose that before we even come on to goal setting, we look at core beliefs and worldviews and how they can sometimes contradict and really disempower people in terms of pursuing the goals and ambitions and dreams that they want to achieve and ascertain. And this then leads us on to core values and priorities. I like to suggest that every single decision we make in life is a values-based decision. And as human beings, we're actually all operating out of exactly the same set of core values all of the time. The only thing that differentiates me from you and you from me is the way in which we prioritize these values. So guess what? If we understand the values that are driving us in life, then we understand what underpins and drives our decision-making process. And if we understand ourselves, that's right, if we are more aware of ourselves, we become more aware and we gain more insights into why other people are making the decisions that they're making. So this then comes on to communication skills and principles. Sometimes it's not what we say that can make the greatest impact in life, but it's actually how we say what we say. And how we say what we say, 9 times out of 10, determines how we are received socially in the context of our relationships with other people. So I want to devote these two sections to relationship building skills and communication skills. Now obviously, as you are growing in insight, understanding and in awareness of yourself, that's fantastic within itself, but it's crucial that we also develop our ability to communicate clearly and articulately so that moving forward we say what we mean when we mean what we say, so that our message, our lessons, our ideas are clearly understood and therefore then easier received by other people. What we're going to be building into the course pretty much throughout all the sections are a series of workbooks and processes that you can download and work through yourself first and foremost, but we're also going to encourage you to save them and build them into a repertoire of life coaching resources so that as soon as you finish the course, you've pretty much got everything that you need to start working with clients right away. Be this in a professional context or maybe just in a helping context. If you're helping friends, family members, you might be a manager or a leader, you just want to better serve your employees or your team. All right, we've all got to start somewhere. And what I am going to be encouraging you, seriously, is to start right away, because we don't develop skills just through watching videos or reading books. We develop skills and we become competent in life when we put that which we're learning into practice. And practice, all the practice in the world, doesn't make us perfect at anything. It just simply makes us permanently better than what we've ever been before. So as I'm sharing ideas and models and principles and techniques with you, I'm going to be seriously urging you to put them into practice right away, because this is how you grow in competence. Competence, in my eyes, is far more important than what certification has ever been. So then we come on to section 7 of the course. It's all about goal setting. And ironically, this is pretty much way into the second half of the course. Goal setting, from experience, I've found must always come last. Once we've dealt with a person's limiting self-beliefs, their fears, their insecurities, their anxieties, then and only then they're going to be in a place of readiness to start not just defining their goals, but actually taking the action steps that are required to start fulfilling and accomplishing and achieving the goals that they set. And we want to make sure that the goals our clients set are actually in alignment with their core values. Because if they're not, our clients are going to find it very, very difficult to remain motivated and driven through the process. All right, so all of this will become very, very apparent as we progress and journey throughout the course. Section 8, I want to introduce you to a set of what I hope you're going to find to be quite interesting ideas that are going to be more basic business coaching tools. Why? Because it might be the case you want to go on to set up your own coaching practice, or you might want to set up your own business in some way. Perhaps you might want to set up a social enterprise, or you might already be operating in a business. It might be the case that you want to work with executives or business owners or entrepreneurs or something. So I want to share with you a few tools that you can practice on yourself first and foremost if you are interested in building a business, but if not, that's okay. Just again, more tools to build into your repertoire of life coaching resources that you can draw upon and pull out in the future if the need so arises. Then we're going to look at the Ecology Coaching Framework. And this is a framework that I personally developed around about 8 or 9 years ago. And this was pretty much when I was just working from a place of having a full diary, client after client after client. We become able to identify trends. We can identify trends in terms of people's actions and behaviors, especially the reasons why they don't do the things they say they're going to do. They don't take the action steps that they know they need to take to get from where they're at to where they want to be. So this Ecology Coaching Framework isn't necessarily so much for our clients. It's actually more for us as life coaches and as helpers to gauge where our clients are actually at in their process of personal growth and advancement. All right, so it helps us to identify where our clients are at and where they might be getting stuck. When we understand this, it allows us to be far more effective in our coaching endeavors. So I'm also going to be sharing a very, very simple framework in this section of the course from one of my own personal heroes, Mr. Gerard Egan. Now, he's the author of the Skilled Helper book. I think that's seen around about 11 different editions. Jerry's around about 88 years old. I've had the great privilege of meeting and working with him a couple of times. I am going to be referencing his works on numerous occasions throughout the course, because all of the ideas that I'm presenting from the start right through to completion of this training, they're not all mine. It's not like I've just invented them all. I'm not just the smart guy who's come up with all this stuff. Ideas build upon ideas, and knowledge builds upon knowledge. And what I must give reference to and who I must honour right now are all of the men and women that I've studied all of the years that have helped me to grow in the insights and understanding that I've arrived at, which I'm now obviously going to be sharing and passing over to you. All right. And what you do with all of these ideas and insights that you gain throughout this course is ultimately going to be determined by you as well. Section 10 of the course, I'm going to devote to FAQs. Now, this isn't actually the first version of the course. I think this is version 3 that we're on now. What I like to do with this course, alongside some of my other main courses, is I like to reproduce every couple of years. Why? Because I, myself, am continuing to grow in competence, in insight, and experience. And as I grow in insight, confidence, competence, and experience, I want to update the course so that you can come on this journey with me, if that's okay, all right? It's just a lifetime project that I've embarked upon here. Last but not least, ideas for further study. I'm going to include a whole load of books that I've read over the years that have really impacted and positively influenced my thinking, knowing that if you follow my guidance, you'll most likely have your thinking and understanding influenced in the same way, which has allowed me to really make a positive impact in many people's lives over the years. And it's not because I'm changing people, it's not because I'm fixing people's lives. I like to see myself as a coach as more of a conduit for change, or a facilitator of change. It's not me that's changing people's lives, it's not me that's taking all the action steps for them. I'm just a guy who operates more in the background, who kind of just asks the right questions, who has the insights to provoke and challenge people to become the change that they want to see happen, rather than the approach that many people take towards life, sitting back, waiting for change to happen, we can become those facilitators of change that really help people to move and drive their lives forward. My friend, I promise you, life coaching is a very exciting, it's a fascinating process, and it's one that once you've fully grasped, I know you are going to be itching. You are going to find it very, very hard to contain yourself and hold yourself back from getting out there and putting what you've learned into practice right away. It's one of the most rewarding decisions that I've made in my life, and I'm hoping that upon completion of this course, you're in agreement that this is possibly one of the best investments of your time that you've ever made. So without further ado, there's just one idea that I want to present you with before we officially get started. It's our expectations that hurt us in life, not reality. Whatever happens in actuality is real. What we think should happen in the world is unreal. So people are hurt by their expectations. We are not, nor are we ever, disappointed by what we find. We are only ever disappointed when our expectations do not become our reality. That's a quote by Professor Gerard Egan, author of The Skilled Helper. Now, the question you might be asking right now is, why am I really sharing this and emphasizing this at this stage of the course? Well, to really help you manage your expectations. In the same way that you might have had some expectations of this course, when your clients start coming to you or you start coaching people, they are going to be placing expectations upon you. So, if we get better at managing people's expectations, we get automatically better at managing the levels and the degrees of disappointment that people experience in life. I guarantee you, right now, this is one of the most valuable lessons that we can learn, not just as life coaches, but as helpers, as husbands, as wives, as mums, as dads, as friends, managers, bosses, employees, and as human beings, full stop. But I promise you, by the end of this section, this will definitely make a lot more sense to you. So without further ado, let's get started and get this show on the road.